Welcome to the BioPharm Brief, your daily snapshot of development shaping the biopharmaceutical industry. Merck and Moderna have reported a significant phase three milestone for their individualized cancer vaccine approach. In the INTerpath-001 trial, intismeran autogene, also known as V940 or mRNA-4157, combined with pembrolizumab, met its primary endpoint of recurrence-free survival and a key secondary endpoint of distant metastasis-free survival in patients with completely resected stage 2B to 4 melanoma. The trial randomized 1,137 patients to receive either the combination or pembrolizumab alone. The companies say the result represents the first positive phase three readout for an individualized neoantigen therapy and an mRNA-based cancer therapy. The personalized treatment uses sequencing of a patient's tumor to identify mutations and encodes up to 34 tumor-specific neoantigens into synthetic mRNA with the goal of generating a targeted T-cell response. Next, the manufacturing challenge behind personalized cancer vaccines is also moving into the clinic. NTX Bio's NTX Scribe Core platform is being used by Baylor College of Medicine to manufacture mRNA for DOC-1021, a personalized double-loaded dendritic cell vaccine from Diakonos Oncology that is now being evaluated in a phase one trial for refractory melanoma. The platform uses continuous flow technology to amplify tumor-derived mRNA from small surgical biopsies while preserving the full-length range of the patient's tumor transcriptome. The approach is designed to address a major challenge in personalized cell and gene therapies, where manufacturing can be highly manual and variable. DOC-1021 is also being developed for glioblastoma and pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma. And in glioblastoma, BioArctic and Mesenchia Therapeutics are combining two platforms to explore a new way of getting antibodies into the brain. Their research collaboration pairs BioArctic's brain transporter technology with the Mesenchia antibody targeting herpes virus entry mediator. ADER, or HVEN, a protein found on certain glioblastoma tumor cells, including tumor stem cells. Brain transporter uses transferrin receptor-mediated transport to increase antibody exposure in the brain. In preclinical work, the technology produced up to a 70-fold increase in antibody brain exposure. The companies will now generate and evaluate a candidate in preclinical studies, with further development decisions depending on those results. That's the BioPharm Brief for today. Thanks for listening. For analysis and expert insights, please visit biopharminternational.com.